All right, welcome to Kitchen Open Late, the podcast from the back of house. I'm Chef Frosty.
And I'm Chef Quanti.
And today, we're going to be discussing one of my favorite topics.
Uh-huh.
Pokemon.
But yes, one of your most knowledgeable topics.
I mean, yeah, that's true. That's not inaccurate in any way.
It's not inaccurate.
I want to be the very best.
Yeah, you did.
I'm going to be.
Yes, you might.
Of the original 151 Pokemon.
Right.
I would put my battle abilities up. I mean, not with all the stupid crap that's out there, like EV training and breeding and nurturing and beating.
Like, if we just went back to the original Gen 1.
Yes. I mean, we've done this. We've played N64 Pokemon Stadium together.
Right.
I mean, played is a loose word.
I would like to state that I am below an amateur at this.
Yeah. Okay. So back in the day, we were all just hanging out, doing drugs, drinking. And Johnny, our buddy, is like, hey, man, I got an N64. Let's play some Pokemon Stadium. And I was like, okay, do you want to pick my team? And both of these guys are just like, it's fine. You're not that
good. Do whatever you want to. Yeah.
But then I was like, okay, well, this is clearly unfair now. How does Rhydon know Surf? What the? How is he doing that? What's this guy? Okay, you don't get to pick your team anymore.
So the problem is they made it so you can just play. Right? You don't have to progress or do anything like that.
Yes.
And every Pokemon is at level 50, and they already have a set abilities.
Yes.
I don't know what those abilities are.
That's
apparently
fair.
You do.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, yeah, I know this Pokemon can get this ability. I have to just hope they have it.
Sure. Okay.
I can't choose anything. Yeah. There was, like, at least a handful of Pokemon I was trying to pick for certain abilities that they just did not have.
Sure, yep.
And they had stuff that I would have gotten rid of.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, if I can train a Pokemon, I'm much more happy.
Right.
With its abilities and its usefulness. But also, yeah, if I can just go through a list and be like, oh, you got this? Great, that's handy. Really, at that point, it's not like, what Pokemon do I need? It's what abilities do I need?
Exactly, exactly. That's like half the battle sometimes.
I was actually thinking about this the other day. It's a difference between you and I don't like playing video games unless there's a way for me to become God.
Yes, I know.
I played Halo in high school because I liked multiplayer and I could get into the campaign enough. I played Elder Scrolls Oblivion because I found a weapon that basically allowed me to one-shot anything.
Right.
And then I broke the game because I started closing gates in the wrong order and, like, just fucking things up a little too... Like, I could probably have finished it. But there were certain mechanics where it's like, that text box definitely shouldn't be appearing to me right now. I grabbed the wrong item at the wrong time.
Right.
I'm too powerful. That's the only time it's fun for me.
That's when it starts to get boring for me.
Interesting.
Because there's no longer a challenge.
Like,
it becomes just way too easy.
Like in Pokemon, I know the team I want.
Yeah.
I know the 6 Pokemon I'm getting. I know all of their moves.
No.
That's the team I'm going to pick. If I want to figure out what the best way to win this game is... And then do that, and then it's like, okay, game over.
No, I am here for, like, theme. Like, I did, like, an all-dinosaur team.
Oh, okay.
Were they great? No. That was probably one of my worst teams. It was, like, dinosaur and dragon-looking stuff.
Sure.
Like, if you kind of look like Godzilla or close enough to that, that's you are on the team.
I'll do a theme playthrough. I've done all purple Pokemon.
Oh, nice.
Because a lot of my favorite Pokemon are purple.
Hmm.
So,
like, ghosts?
I don't mind ghosts. Weezing is up there. I've got a soft spot for Weezing.
It's definitely not a ghost, but I understand because he's purple.
Yeah, he's purple. He looks sickly.
He does.
Yeah, I can just picture having a Weezing around. I smoke a lot.
Yeah.
So that works.
An Arbok.
Yeah. That's what we're going to be talking about today is eating Pokemon.
Yeah.
Not necessarily what they ate in Pokemon, but the act of eating Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Although, so in this show, I'm pretty sure it's canonically true that they eat Pokemon.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, not all the time. And I'd like to know where they get their normal fish from.
Do they have normal fish?
They eat normal fish. There's normal looking things.
Are there normal looking things?
I if they ever said I want to eat a cheeseburger, unless that is Miltank meat.
Yeah.
That means there are cows.
No.
I've seen in the anime like a platter of food and there's like little herrings on there, the little normal looking sardine fish that they put in every anime.
Maybe that's actually just like a very small not Sea King.
Goldeen?
Not Goldeen. What's the other?
Magikarp?
No. What's the other seahorse?
Oh, Horsey.
Horsey. Okay. Yeah.
It's really easy with Pokemon. Yeah. We have a seahorse. What should you name it? Horsey.
Yeah, oh, not boy, seahorse, boss, but horsey. Yeah, there we go.
What about the seal looking Pokemon? Seal, I'm done with this. We're done naming Pokemon.
That is like near the end of
seal
the
and dugong. That's it. We're done. We have one more. Mewtwo. Okay. Now we're done. So yeah, what Pokemon would you want to eat? Original 151 only. We'll make it simple for now. If this is a crowd pleaser, we'll do Gen 2 and so on. But
sure.
Of the original 151, I've got some thoughts.
Yeah.
First of all, Lickitung.
Yes.
I've also got a weird soft spot for Lickitung.
I mean, you can make a bunch of tacos with that tongue.
That tongue! How much meat?
Do you get with just that tongue?
My guy, not to mention, it's a fatty, plump little guy. I feel like you could survive off a Lickitung for a long time.
Bro, that bacon would be so nice.
I mean, he's got such a fat belly.
Yeah, it does.
Lickitung belly?
But is it really fat or is it just airy?
I feel like it's fat.
Because it's like that tongue is like way fold up in there.
I mean, still, you've got to have a layer of fat around your belly, I feel like.
Sure.
To protect your tongue, the most important thing in you.
I get that.
I wonder if his tongue just goes into his stomach.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Like does he just unfurl it and then bring it back and then like the tongue sits in its own juices and dissolves like things?
Something like that. That's what I'm thinking.
Aren't there animals that do that? It's like it dissolves you and then swallows the parts of you that are dissolved?
Something like that, yeah. I know owls, when they eat the... like byproducts, like the fur and the bones and stuff, go into a separate pocket.
Yep, and they'll like cough up little pellets.
Yep.
I wonder if Lickitung does that.
Cough up pellets? It might be more like a snake, because a snake will swallow you whole and then digest.
Sure.
Yeah. So,
do you think Lickitung is just pooping out bones and.
Maybe?
I wonder if that's where Cubone gets his mother's skull from.
From the Lickitung poop?
A Lickitung came, ate the mother Marowak. Pooped out the skull, and then Cubone's like, well, second harvest.
Yeah, well, second harvest, yeah. Speaking of bacon, I think Snorlax would make some nice bacon.
Snorlax also, again, just, it's always the fat. The fat is so helpful.
The fat is so nice.
It would just make it taste better.
Yeah.
I guess that brings up, so, real quick tangent, do you think Snorlax fat and Lickitung fat would taste real different?
Yes.
Okay. Absolutely. Do you think typing matters? They're both normal types.
Oh, I would assume typing matters, but, like, Snorlax seems like he would be furry, and the Lickitung seems more like it would have, like, a dolphin skin.
Honestly, it just seems like it's nipple-colored skin walking around, because it's kind of pink.
You're talking about Lickitung?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
It's just a weird nipple-y texture consistency. Your nipples are different.
I was going to say, I don't think my nipples are pink.
I feel like Snorlax is definitely furry, though.
Yeah, it looks like a panda-esque thing.
I also want to eat it, if that's the case.
Why not?
Well, one, they're rare.
Okay.
And so, like, I mean, I feel like Lickitung's rare, too.
Right.
I feel like you should eat Pidgey, and you should eat Magikarp.
Yeah.
But Snorlax is just, it's like killing a panda and eating it, which we want to do.
Right. I don't understand the problem. I don't understand the problem at all. It's rare, right, which makes me want to eat it more.
If a Snorlax died of natural causes.
And you weren't getting diseases, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Then you would eat it?
Yeah.
You would hunt it.
I wouldn't want to hunt a Snorlax.
You wouldn't want to hunt and eat it.
I never even wanted Snorlax on my team, honestly.
I like Snorlax.
He was just inconvenient. Don't make me fight you.
He is just a huge health pool, and then he sleeps.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. Oh, that's so annoying.
Yeah, just a damage sponge.
Yeah. I mean, okay, so of the 152 original Pokemon, the easiest answer is Togepi.
Who's 52?
Togepi.
Oh, yeah. You're right. You just said it.
Just crack that little guy into him. I mean, he's so cute. But he's fairy type, and I imagine that would taste amazing.
I'm sure it would.
It can't not taste like happiness.
Okay. I know we're on the fairy type.
Yeah.
But I want to eat an electric type. Because I just feel like it's going to be like Pop Rocks.
I was going to say Pop Rocks in your mouth.
Yep. Right, exactly. The whole time. That seems amazing.
It's like sticking a live wire in your mouth.
Yes.
And then, that's great.
Which I used to chew on my cable cord for my Game Boy all the time.
I know you did.
Playing Pokemon. Huh? Just get that little zap, like, for like hours, bro. For like hours.
I can just imagine you like hunting and killing an Electabuzz. That's their cry.
Yeah. Okay.
Did you not know that?
No. I thought you were saying I was gonna like motorboat it like the buzz or something and like eat it.
That's the Electabuzz crew. The three best Pokemon cries in the anime. Electabuzz. Fucking what's his name?
Victory Bell?
Victory Bell just And I forget the third one. There's another one that's just great because it's just horrible. I'll have to remember it eventually or look it up or something, but Pokemon cries in the anime were wild.
It's so stupid. Not in the anime, in the game.
I mean, the game was just like... It's just a collection of...
Well, I mean, most of the time in the anime, they were saying their name.
Yes, that's why it was weird when it was like, you'd think he'd be Electabuzz, not...
Okay, I guess there was some that was like that. You're right. I understand what you're saying.
Oh, no, there's Starmie's the other one.
Yeah.
Why? Yeah. Is it because you're a throwing star?
Right.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, he's a ninja or a samurai. I understand.
Like, we can't have this thing just say Starmie. It looks too weird.
Yeah. Every time. Yeah, you're not wrong.
My favorite's always Victory Bell. Like, constant horrible pain for this Pokemon.
Speaking of Victory Bell, I mean, stuffed peppers, bro?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, absolutely.
I wonder, because here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Plants don't move.
Okay.
And the more an animal moves, the more, like, the less tender it becomes. Mm-hmm. I'm just curious, if a plant could move like an animal, what that would do to its structure in the same way that movement does things to animal muscles.
Doesn't Victory Bell fly?
I mean, who knows? It's a giant hopping plant thing, I think.
Does it hop?
I feel like it hops.
Okay.
I mean, scoot, maybe? I feel like it doesn't move a ton. I don't picture it moving a lot.
No.
And when I do, it's like in midair with anime lines around it.
Sure,
so it's like if you want to throw your Victory Bell at somebody, fine.
Like I see its little leaves. I'm like, does it like hummingbird hover? Is that what happens?
Nope, it just flings its leaves to produce razor leaves.
Right, yeah.
Which in and of itself is begs questions.
Right, but you can't. So cut the leaves off. Don't eat those.
I mean, can you eat the leaves?
Is it magic? Is the razor leaves magic?
I don't know.
Is it actually just like wind slices?
I was going to say, you could make an argument that it's just like, I mean, you could shave off. I mean, maybe it's just throwing its plants at its opponent.
Right, fast enough like a throwing card.
And just growing them back very quickly.
Right.
I mean, that's possible.
Which seems amazing because you can just keep harvesting that.
I mean, not the magical talking creature I keep in a ball in my pocket,
but the
regenerative properties of it are what's amazing about it.
It is very amazing.
But I wonder, if that thing's moving around and articulating, I mean, because plants aren't necessarily, I'm trying to think of what plant, I guess it'd be like a zucchini texture?
Sure. I would give it a zucchini-esque texture. I know it's based off of...
It's like a bell plant, like a Venus flytrap.
Yeah. I know it, like, eats frogs and stuff like that, so that's cool.
Yes. I mean, that's another one where it's like it just traps you and then it melts you in its mouth.
Yeah, exactly. It's just... You just fall into a pool of digestive juices.
I mean, I feel like... I wonder... I don't know if you could eat a Victory Bell. For poison types, could you eat poison types?
Ekans and Arbok make sense.
Sure, because they're like venomous.
Right.
Because venom can be injected into you. Yeah. Poison is if you eat it, you die.
Yeah, so like I wouldn't do like a coughing or a wheezing.
Right.
That is just like chambers of poison gas.
It's got to be like a stink bug or something. Like it's just its natural defense.
Is it a bug? What is it made out of? It looks more like rock.
I mean, it seems like... I think it's just like solidified gas.
Sure.
Or something.
Right. It's like, you know, hard grease.
I mean, I imagine that's probably what coughing is like, is hard grease.
Yeah.
And then, like, muck.
Yeah, muck and grimer is this living sludge.
Right, but, like, theoretically, it is one organism.
Sure.
It's centered around... It's not liquid. It's not liquid. Unless it's liquid inside, like a soft membrane, like a jellyfish.
I was going to say, it's probably closer to a jellyfish.
I imagine Grimer and Muck are much firmer than we think they are.
Right.
Based on eating jellyfish recently.
Yeah, exactly. That makes a lot of sense.
I think they just look viscous.
Right.
But they are quite firm. Because Muck's always laying on top of people and smothering them.
It's true.
And he's not leaving behind. Like, it's not like they're wet when he's done.
Exactly.
So, like, when he smothers a Bellsprout, The Bellsprout just passes out, probably because of lack of oxygen.
And do they leave a snail trail?
No.
I don't think they do.
I don't think so.
Yeah, so it's just, I think they're just translucent. And we're seeing whatever the inside gunk is.
Yeah, like the, again, I think it's like a jellyfish.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, this looks like a big cloudy liquid ball, but it's just really kind of see-through.
Yeah, it's just a see-through rubbery plastic membrane.
Yeah, which again, like Ditto, I guess, to be this. Ditto, I feel, is different. Ditto, I feel, is like brain. In
sure.
terms of texture.
Yes.
Because that's, I feel it very strongly it's a failed clone of Mew.
Kind of like, it's like GAC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a non-Newtonian fluid.
Yeah.
But again, it's living, but magic exists, so fine. How exactly it moves around. Again, it can transform into anything, so I'll give it a pass in terms of you're a liquidy kind of thing.
It's a giant amoeba.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's creepy as shit.
It's, yeah,
what
it's
a horrifying thought. If you could make a single-celled thing...
Just gigantic.
Like 6 feet tall?
Right.
Oh, my God.
It's like the movie Evolution.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder how quickly... Sorry, I know we're getting off topic, but I wonder how quickly it would take for a single-celled organism multiplying at a height of a six-foot-tall person to spread across our galaxy. Because those things reproduce in, like... milliseconds.
Sure, but you got to think it reproduces in milliseconds at that size.
But if you can scale it properly, let's say you can.
And it just reproduces in milliseconds?
That quickly, yes.
Gotcha. You wouldn't be able to... Sorry, that breaks my brain.
No, it's not... It can't exist.
It's not possible.
It breaks the laws of physics.
I don't know. Very quickly. Our galaxy?
I mean, I think it would take like 8 minutes.
Sure. Very quickly, though.
Because, I mean, it's just, it's...
There's so much...
How quickly can you get to infinity, I guess?
I don't know the math.
I don't either.
And my brain says I need to know the math before I can answer this question.
If you can count to 1 million that way in 30 seconds or less, I'm thinking you're getting pretty far. I don't know, but the space is just so big.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's like that. You said our galaxy, not the solar system.
Not the solar system.
Solar system, I would definitely give you at least 8 minutes.
Sure.
I can see that. I can imagine that one.
Yeah, solar system, I think, would probably be about 8 minutes. How'd you say, though? If everyone is duplicating, though, that's the thing.
Right, and it's just
instantaneously almost duplicating.
Multiplicative? There we go.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Thanks for just letting me go with it.
Anyway, back to Pokemon.
So are fire Pokemon spicy? Do they have a smoky or charred flavor to them?
Similar question. Can I eat Magmar? Because I think that's just living... I think his body is made of living magma.
Other than his eyes, his mouth, his feet, and hands?
So our eyes are something like what? 80% water?
Something like that,
if you break it down?
Sure.
Theoretically, I guess you could just replace it with magma.
Sure. Yeah, theoretically speaking.
I mean, if he's hot enough, his whole body is going to be millions of degrees.
I know. But now I think it's like thousands.
I mean, if your entire body... is living magma? Who even knows how that works?
Yeah, no, I don't.
Our bodies are hotter than the things that make them up because they're producing their own heat.
Right.
So if they're made of magma and contain magma and your blood is magma and you're doing shit to produce your own heat, I don't know. It would be... I'm sure you could keep liquid rock in there, basically is what I'm saying.
Right. So with that being said, like you said, liquid rock inside of him.
Yep.
I know... The Pokedex said something along the lines of like 100,000 or like 12,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oof.
That he can actually like melt through rock.
Yeah.
With that being said, the parts of him that aren't lava.
Sure.
What the fuck is that made out of?
I mean, yeah, no shit. He's got little claws.
Yeah, he's got little claws. He's got
like
little
obsidian?
Feet. Yeah, exactly. Like, what is that? What is that?
Is there a bone structure in there? Are you just made out of obsidian and lava? What a nightmarish creature.
Right.
I'm not even going to try to... You would try to eat it. You would try to do everything to it.
Not everything.
Every, like, can I shoot it?
Yes.
I want to touch it, first of all, of course.
You wouldn't even be able to get close enough. But it's like if you gave... If you heated up the Human Torch to his maximum and then gave him, like, an Animantium skeleton.
Yes.
Yeah.
What are Pokeballs made out of? You can catch that and hold it.
Whatever Capsule Corp stuff is made out of.
I mean, sure, yeah. Anime acme material.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's what that is. That's the tech.
Do fire types have a smoky taste? Probably. I think Moltres of all things, tastes like very specific smoked chicken in my mind. Back in the day, we used to have a smoked chicken club at the Beacon Club together. Oh, yeah. And it was just nice and smoky and light. I imagine it tastes like that.
Gotcha. When you said smoked chicken club in the Beacon Club, I thought you meant like a specific day.
Yep, yep.
Not like a sandwich.
Nope, I understand. So I would imagine Moultrie's taste a lot like smoked chicken specifically. Again, I think it's type and characteristics.
Yeah, matter.
Because Charmander is going to taste more like a lizard than right. Magmar, which is going to taste like death.
Yeah, exactly.
Pain in the mouth. And I mean, talk about...
Or like a Rapidash, I think, would be...
I mean, horse meat's not great.
I don't know that.
It's chewy and rough and stringy. I've never had it. I've never had it. But from what I've read and heard...
Okay.
And it makes all the sense. We're riding those things.
Yeah, all the
and
time.
And again, if They're muscles just are muscle. Just constantly working, that's why they break baby cow legs and don't let them walk.
It's so terrible.
It is. But the meat is so tender.
So good.
And it's like, oh, the high end of it. Yeah.
So we're saying we don't want to eat a Machoke or Machamp?
No. No way.
Machop. Machop, maybe.
Machop, maybe. Because he's so young. Baby fat. He's, yeah. He's soft and doughy. He looks like Gumby. He looks like he's made out of the dead bodies of Gumbies.
You get a Machop early enough, break his legs, and it'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean, if I could have veal Machop. I mean, Hitmonlee looks good. Because those legs, man. I don't know what they're made out of. But Hitmonlee legs sound... Lee legs is definitely legs. A fucking...
Like it's frog legs, isn't it?
Buffalo Wild Wings in our world, they yes. serve Hitmonlee legs.
Okay, so in my mind, Lee legs are like very slender frog legs.
Sure.
It's just a lot of tendon and...
Yeah, but frog legs are delicious.
No, yeah, frog legs are great.
I mean, I would... And also, that begs the question. Pokemon with clothing-type body parts. What the right. fuck... Is that, first of all, and does that taste like? Like, poor Hitmonchan's.
Yeah, Hitmonchan's.
Born with giant tumors on the... And it's always... That's how you're meant to be. Do you think it's fatty or muscular?
Is it just skin? I'm trying to think of what animals have, like, protective hides.
I mean, like an armadillo?
Sure. Is it like that? Is it a casing like that?
Here's the problem. Hitmonchan's wearing a dress.
Yes.
Like... Clearly, fabric dress.
Does it move? I don't remember it moving.
It moves a little bit. I mean, I'm sure it's a bit stiffer than it should be for normal clothing.
Right.
Because it's a living creature. But you're born with that. Like, can you eat it? Is it flesh of some kind?
I would, again...
Is it organic?
I assume so. If it's... if. And I would also assume that the gloves then are also organic.
Like Machamp's little belt. His Superman underwear. Because otherwise he's just a naked man.
Right. The naked weird lizard man.
The middle stage, Machoke, is just a naked man with fins on his head.
Yes.
And he's very buff.
He's very buff and he's got his little spandex shorts on.
So he's born with the spandex, I'm assuming. What happens...
Machoke has pants too, right?
Machoke also has that little underwear situation. They're a bit more boy shorty, I think.
Right, I think so. And they get smaller as he gets bigger.
Exactly. Showing off more of the bulge.
They grow with him, so they have to be part of his body.
Right.
Right?
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 What happens if you cut off his pants? Are you drawing excessive amounts of blood? Is it like skin? Is it like a kangaroo? Where it's like, she's got the nipples and the baby. You know how kangaroos are born, right?
Not exactly.
Oh my God, it's nightmarish.
Okay.
So basically, you're a kangaroo.
Yeah.
And you are literally a fetus.
Oh.
And your first act is you've got to crawl outside of your mother, up her tum-tum, into the pouch, and then attach to a nipple in the pouch.
Oh, okay.
And then you develop the rest of the way.
Oh, shit.
That's why they have the pouch.
Right. So you develop in the pouch.
But like, you're literally like a Hellraiser beast crawling up your mom's tummy, like, so small.
I need to watch this.
It's crazy, yeah. Kangaroos are wild.
Yes,
they are. All marsupials are nuts. Australia's just a nightmare.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
I wonder if it's like, sorry to be graphic, but I am Machoke. It's mating season. I'm going to take down my skin pouch.
Peel off the skin pouch.
And it protects my junk, because I'm a fighting type.
Yes.
It's like a built-in cup, I wonder.
Maybe.
Like a little hard armadillo shell over your junk. And you just pull your junk out, but it's like fabric-y because it's leathery, like skin. That would make sense. That's probably what it is.
I want to say there are a handful of animals that keep their junk like inside and it only protrudes in a very fleshy manner.
Ducks have 8-inch corkscrew penises.
Yeah, that fucking is crazy.
Machoke could have the exact same thing. He could just be like a
probably.
Little...
Probably. I'm sure he does.
A little fifth arm just coming out with little fins on top. Just like a little fist. Just bam, bam, bam. Like Rock'em Sock'ems. And that's how they mate.
Yes, that is definitely how they mate.
Like it's just a little pouch thing. Boop, boop, boop. So earlier, sorry, we brought up liquid rock.
I'm going to pop my can now.
Yeah, help yourself. Can you eat a Geodude?
I don't. Does he have a tongue?
Yes. And teeth, I'm thinking.
Teeth are still bone, though.
Yeah, but I'm just filling out his mouth for you.
Sure, sure, sure. And I'm going to say mostly no.
Can you eat a rock?
I've heard of stone soup.
I have too, but I wonder if that's just like a poor person and like a wish sandwich.
I think it's more of like a... You're getting minerals or something off of the stone and you're just eating sure. the aroundness, the soup
sure.
part, the broth.
I mean, you can boil water in yeah. a fragile canister by dumping hot rocks into it.
Sure.
So you don't have to put, like, if you have, like, a, I don't know, plastic, and you fill it with water, you can add hot rocks to it, so it'll boil the water, and you don't have to put the plastic over the fire.
Right. Gotcha.
So, I imagine that would be stone soup, or maybe a version of it.
Yeah, I would say that'd be a version of it. It's more like a you would use it in a broth.
I mean, I wonder if you suck on, like, if you kill the Geodude.
Yes.
Could you suck on it? And get some kind of nourishment. Like, I wonder if that would be a thing.
Like
rock candy.
Yeah, but you can actually eat rock candy. I don't think you're going to dissolve sugar. Him.
No. But, like, I wonder if he tastes a particular... He's living.
I think he just tastes like a rock.
Yeah?
If I'm being honest.
Do you think it's just a rocky thing with a brain in there? Maybe.
Maybe, yes. I think there are some parts because, I mean, he's got the eyes. He's got a tongue. He functions, so you assume he has a brain.
I mean, it could be like an exoskeleton, certainly.
Right, that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm assuming.
I wonder if Geodudes, start as a certain thing and then build up a rocky exoskeleton around themselves.
Right.
Do you think there's a gooey center?
I want to believe there is, because they turn into a golem eventually, right?
Right, and that's lizardy.
Yeah, that's more like, it's closer to a turtle.
Yes.
Right? And it is, you can see its gooiness.
Yes.
And it can come back inside into his rock shell. So
I feel like eating a golem would be a lot like eating a turtle.
Yes.
And I don't think that's great. I mean, I think it'd be really hard to eat a golem.
Yeah, bro.
But I imagine like Geodude or Graveler could be delicacies. Geodude especially.
No, how?
Like Geodude brains or Geodude eyes in certain cultures.
And a delicacy, sure.
In certain regions.
Because they would be such a pain and not worth it.
Right.
Yeah, they would be so not worth
like
it.
Like Alola, because they're electric types in Alola, they're like, oh, this is a specialty. Geodude eyes.
Lola?
Alola?
Oh, Alola.
Alola,
a place. That's a place.
One of the regions of the Pokemon world.
Yeah, again. Well,
okay, what about Rhydon? Or Rhyhorn? Because that's way more like a hippo. It's rock still, but it feels almost like the rock is like Spike from X-Men Evolution. Or it's like it's just hard, like hardened skin almost growing out of him.
Right, I just assume it's like a rhino, but with a harder shell.
Yeah.
And I assume we can eat a rhino.
I almost feel like it's callous. Like, you've seen those people who get hella calluses on their feet, and it's like they're made out of stone now.
Right.
I wonder if that's the same thing with rock types, but it literally does turn into a type of stone.
Yeah, maybe it is just, like, hardened bone.
Yeah, or hardened skin, even.
Or hardened skin, even, yeah. Or hardened skin, even.
I mean,
maybe it is
callus. So, I was just going to say, well, you can't eat callus, but we did a week ago.
We sure did.
On our chicken feet.
We sure ate a little bit of callus.
Which was not great, and not my favorite part.
The calluses weren't the worst. At least the ones that we left on, because there was some that were really bad and that we just tore out.
Yes.
And as much as I was trying to avoid them, the callus is on the fattiest part of the foot.
Right. The only part you really want to eat.
Right, exactly.
The pad.
Yeah, thank you. And upon eating a callus, it wasn't the worst thing. The thought of eating the callus and looking at the callus is way worse than the act, right, in my mind.
Yeah, I mean, you're always just picturing the callus on your toe.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, this is 100% that, and it's going in my mouth.
Right.
And so many people just have problems with feet.
Yeah, right.
So it's that takes you to a very different place, where it's like, this is personal now.
Yeah. I want to say Geodude is closer to a bone, or they're a fleshy thing that rolls around and gathers up dirt, right?
Sure, yep.
And I would say Rhyhorn and Rhydon are closer to tough skin.
Sure.
Yeah.
Do you think eating Lapras is like whale here? Where it's like, we just shouldn't eat that because it's pretty and nice?
Yeah. Yes.
Like, Lapras are rare, but I'm picturing those giant fins. It's like a Loch Ness monster. There's a lot of meat on there.
Yeah, it is.
It's like a plesiodon that you get to actually eat, and it's so pretty and so soft and nice.
I want to know, is the shell closer to a crab or a turtle? The inside of the shell.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Ooh, you mean like, does it have like that fat back?
Right. Is it because
I think it's like a turtle.
Yeah.
I think it's like a turtle, but I honestly don't. I don't know if it. I think it might even be something it puts on itself.
Does it? Like it swims into it? What shell is that?
I mean, it's just like it's a only top a Lapras. Shell. Yeah, it's just a Lapras. So I think maybe it like solidifies around the Lapras. Like it starts out gooey and then
it develops
a shell.
It's got what looks like a turtle belly.
Sure. Hard to say. But I imagine it would be a taboo.
Absolutely.
To eat it.
Absolutely. Just like Dratini and Dragonair.
Yeah, you just Dragonite. Don't do that. Yeah.
But they would be so good, bro. You know how much I love eel.
Yes.
You know. And they would be around that.
You would be so... Even if... I'm sure it would taste fine.
Yeah.
But you would eat Dratini just on the principle. Like,
absolutely.
I can do this.
Yeah, right.
Like, I am evil. That should be the next big evil team. Like, we want to eat
all the Pokemon. Yeah. All the legendary... We're capturing legendary Pokemon.
Yes, to eat
and
them.
Rare Pokemon, just eat them.
Team Glutton.
Yeah. I love that. I love that.
So, worthless Pokemon that seem like they'd be fun to eat. Tangela.
Yeah.
Tell me that's not just a big ball of spaghetti.
Yeah, I want to know what's in the center.
Me too.
I really want to know what's in the middle.
Is it just a little black orb?
I think so.
With little shoes? Just walking around?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a weird plant parasite thing, I think.
So that was going to bring me to the next one. Parasect. What is eating that like? Is it more mushroom or more lobstery?
What's the second form?
Parasect is the second form.
What's
Paris
first?
Is the first.
Right.
Paris is like the little bug with the two mushrooms on top.
Yep.
And Parasect is the larger, dead-eyed, huge mushroom bug.
So, in this anime that I watched called Delicious in Dungeon.
Ha! Great.
Yeah. They eat a bunch of different monsters. One of those monsters is their rendition of a basilisk, I believe.
Oh, fun. Okay.
And their rendition is chicken body... snake tail.
Oh, sure. It's like an actual basilisk.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it lays eggs, and the eggs are more like snake eggs. And someone brought up the question, was like, why would it have snake eggs when only the back half is a snake and the rest of it is chicken? And it was like, well, contrary to popular belief, it's actually more snake than it is chicken. It just looks like it.
Right.
So maybe the Parasect is more crab than it is mushroom.
Sure.
And vice versa for Paris.
Gotcha, right. I think Paris would be more crab.
Right, but...
And then Parasect, because it looks so dead, like the mushroom's taken over,
I feel
like
really it'd
be
does.
More... Like, it's just a walking mushroom at that point. Okay, interesting. Yeah, I mean, I can 100% get behind that.
That's how I think they would be, but it would be funny to find out. God, I wish we could try it. I wish we could actually taste these things.
Me too.
It bothers me so much to talk about it sometimes.
No, I almost didn't want to do this episode because it makes me want to like eat Pokemon.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I want to crack open a Parasect shell and come to find out that mushroom has just grown more Paris.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
Actual mushroom is just tons of like crab meat.
Right, like the crab part is taking over actually and infecting the mushroom instead of the other way around.
Right.
Oh,
exactly.
Creepy.
Yeah.
Speaking of cracking things open and eating them, execute.
Execute is supposed to be like a seed, right?
It's supposed to be a seed because it grows into like a coconut thing, and that was going to be my follow-up question.
Right.
If you take an executor head, is that Are the heads? Is the tree? Is there a brain in the tree, and the heads are just distractions, and they're just like full of coconut milk?
That could be
right, because they all just have a neutral face on them. Maybe it's like a mask in nature.
Yeah,
like how butterfly wings look like eyes.
Right.
Maybe the coconuts just developed to look like faces. Mm-hmm. So when this giant tree is walking around, it's like, mm-hmm. I'm always watching you.
Right. I'm always watching you. There might be some type of sight abilities, but
it could just sense like vibrations through the earth, like Toph in Avatar.
Yeah, it could do that.
It's a tree, so like it could just also communicate with other trees around it.
And I mean, that would be a good.
It's a psychic type, so it could totally be communicating with the fungal network of the actual trees around it. To navigate its surroundings. It's got, like, basically 360 bat vision all right. the time. And it has these fake faces to make it... And that's why people think, oh, it can see out of all these eyes because it knows where everything is.
Right.
But really, it's just psychically connecting with the treat network around it. And that's why it's a psychic Pokemon.
It's very possible. But what I was going to say is it could be a very good defense mechanism, right? Like, its brain, like you said, is actually in the trunk.
Yeah.
But it has multiple heads. What do? Headshots.
Right, exactly. Yes, exactly.
Exactly.
And they just knock the head off, because I think the heads grow back.
I think so. I think I've seen them, like, throw heads, right?
So how does execute work? Is there, like, is one of the eggs really the... Because back in the day, there was one larger egg.
Yeah.
So, like, is that, like, the true egg and the other seeds, again, just have developed faces? Wouldn't it be creepy if they looked like little human skulls?
That would be much cooler.
Oh, no, a pile of human skulls. Oh, it's moving toward me.
That's the Digimon variant.
Yeah. And it evolves into a machine gun.
So, my question has always been, is it that group is the entity?
Yes.
Not just one of them?
Yes.
So how are they together? Are they just like fused together?
So on our podcast, we've discussed this in practice a little bit before, where I brought up the idea of if you had a twin brother who was attached to you, it was only his head sitting on your shoulder.
Yeah.
Is that one entity or is that two entities?
Right.
And we can never describe what exactly it is. Because sure. It's complicated.
Yeah, it is complicated, yeah.
It's like the ship of Theseus.
Right.
Like which part of the execute is... The central part of the execute are all... If you kill one of the eggs, are the other six eggs fine? Or did you defeat part of its brain? Where is the central brain located? Is there even a central brain?
Right. Is it kind of like octopus arms? Where everything has its own little nerve endings and...
Is the execute and exitor line basically one big hive mind?
Right.
And all of the seeds are connected, but they just group in pods of seven to stay together for long enough periods of time. Like bees swarming together almost.
Right. Do they... Because there's potentially answers for these questions.
Yes.
So is there ever one execute by itself? And if so, do they then group up to form a multi... multi-bodied organism so that they can then get stronger and then turn into an executor.
Right. I mean, can you have waves of execute? Like a big ocean of execute working as one thing?
Right. Kind of like krill?
Or like if you have a lost execute egg and it comes close to another execute, does it just become a part of that? Does its consciousness get absorbed into the other execute and then the shell withers and dies? Like it must always be a group of seven. And, like, each egg is a sin. And you will be absorbed into it eventually. Like, you must be in groups of seven.
Does it have to be groups of seven?
I mean...
It just always has been?
It always had... I think. Don't quote me on that number. But it is always a distinct number of eggs. That one's up for debate. That's fine.
This also brings up the question about, one, what are Diglett and Dugtrio? And, two, are those just multiple Diglets together? Fused together now?
Right. I mean, again, is it like Ghidra? I've just got multiple heads and they all are independent? A Dodrio, yes. There is an answer with that.
Yeah, they're just multi-headed ostrich.
Right. And they all do have independent personalities and, like, one is clinically depressed all the time and shit. Like, it's... There's canon answers to that. I don't know about the other ones. Speaking of Dodrio, God, the legs. The body... But that's going to be mostly hollow. The legs on a Dodrio. Talk about, like, ultimate chicken wings.
Wait, why has the body got to be hollow?
It's a bird.
Birds aren't mostly hollow, right?
Their bones are hollow. They're light creatures, yes.
Their bones are hollow, sure. But not, I mean, because we eat chicken breasts all the time.
Right. We also eat chicken breasts that are developed to be huge and specifically for us to consume.
Are ostriches hollow then?
I'm not saying it's like a bumblebee where it's just air. I'm saying it's more hollow. You're going to have more meat on a puma or an elephant than an ostrich. Obviously, I'm saying if you scaled it all.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like there's just more, because especially they can just move like so fluff. Fast and they're so light.
And they're just strong arms or legs.
I mean, yes. But also, I mean, this is, I don't know, the lightness of it makes me feel like ostriches are fairly hollow. Because there are, I mean, there's literally parts of birds called hollows and air sacs and areas where they, I mean, those are birds that can fly.
Right.
But ostriches.
These are land birds.
But ostriches evolved from something that could have flown. It has wings that were built for flight, and Dodrio can fly.
Can it?
Yes. Poorly, but it can do it.
They have wings?
No.
How do they fly then?
They just kick real fast.
I see it. I can see that.
Yep. In Pokemon Stadium, that's how they flew.
Wait, for real?
Yes. It's just a Doduin in the air, kicking his feet wildly, bopping up and down, having a horrible time with it.
I love that. Yep. That's hilarious. Oh, yeah, no, those would be great.
So Dodrio legs. Would have to be very light in order to achieve flight.
I would also argue very strong legs.
Yes. Very, very strong.
But no, it makes more sense for it to be light. Mm-hmm. And it just to be mostly fluff and air sacs.
Yeah. I feel like it would just be a big fluffy sacky.
I feel like this is another great example of something that we should eat.
A Pikachu?
Yes.
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 I mean, you with your electric type.
Exactly.
Is that the type you want to eat the most?
Probably.
Or ghost, maybe? Just because, can you?
Curiosity reasons, ghost. Sure. Yes. Ghost, fairy. What's the other one?
Dragon?
No, well, dragon, absolutely want to eat dragon.
I mean, I'm going to say you can't eat steel, you cannot eat rock. I'm saying you can't eat it in the same way you can eat a deer.
Sure.
Like, you have to do a lot of work.
Yes.
To get something that's probably not very worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Geodude probably has, like, a cranium full of some type of fatty, buttery liquid. That is like a delicacy, but it's $1,000 a glass, and
yeah, exactly.
It's like frowned upon in certain cultures, and but yeah, it was originally poor people food. They just gave to prisoners.
What's the new race or type that's come up that's anti-fairy? Is it like demon, imp?
I mean, dark type.
Devil, dark type. Yeah. There we go.
I'm thinking you can eat dark type.
I would try dark type.
Okay.
But yes, I think electric would be my favorite.
I feel like dark type. I don't know. Would it taste different? It's evil type in Japan.
Yeah.
I mean, that just seems like it would taste like sin and happiness.
It would be great and foul at the same time.
Okay, sure.
It's kind of what I think people get when they eat spicy food.
Okay, okay.
Like, very spicy food. Like,
painful,
it sucks,
but it's great.
But it's good.
I love the hurt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's like dating a goth girl.
Yes.
Okay.
She's fantastic, but she's gloomy all the time.
So gloomy. Gloom would be a good one.
Oh,
it's smelly. It's smelly, so I'd want
super smelly
durian.
Yes, yes. So like gloom would not be a good one.
I would try it. I almost bought some durian today. $35 for three pieces.
Why? For three pieces?
Yep. I know we can get a whole one for fairly 30, cheap.
For around the same price, yeah. I would assume. Yeah.
I'm just going to get a whole one for us, but. Yeah, no, I didn't do that. Screw that. That ain't worth it at all. So gloom, I would try gloom. It would be known for it. That would be famous. Have you tried gloom? Wait, you eat Pokemon? Oh my god, have you tried gloom?
That's just off of a contest type bullshit though.
Yes.
Like Oddish and
Oddish would be fine. It'd be like
Oddish would be great.
It'd be like a sweet onion.
Are they onions though?
I want to say an Oddish is like, I imagine the inside is like an onion.
I feel like there's more fruit meat in there, though.
I mean, yeah, it's going to be a different type of thing. I imagine it'd be like an onion melon or something.
Yeah, something like that.
And then it evolves to, like, durian melon onion. And then Vileplume's probably fine. I feel like the name is a misnomer.
It's not a mushroom, is it? It's more of a plant.
It looks like a corpse.
It looks like a corpse flower.
It does look. That's what it's based on.
Yeah.
I want to smell it. It was here in Chicago not too long ago.
Gloom?
No, I mean, no, a corpse flower.
What do you mean it was here?
It was hosted at the garden up in Evanston or whatever.
I'm very lost.
There's a botanical garden north of Chicago.
Oh, and they just...
They had a corpse flower that bloomed.
Oh.
For whatever, the one day it blooms or something like that. Sure. And they sold tickets and we could go and smell it and look at it.
Oh, damn. Yeah. How long ago was that?
It was a couple years ago.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
My friend who's a biology teacher went.
Nice.
And took flowers, took pictures with it.
Took flowers of the pictures?
Took flowers of the corpse picture.
Yeah.
So is electric the one you want the most?
So say we live in this world and we can get it often, that's the one I would probably get all the time.
Electric type?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because it seems like what I would enjoy the most.
Okay.
Yeah. I just seems more... Is there...
What seasonings would go with electric type?
It's
going to have the crackle of Pop Rocks, I feel, but not that sweetness necessarily. This is still meat.
I don't want it to be sweet, I don't think.
I'm thinking it's, like, again, it's going to be animal by animal, but, like, if there was a generic electric type taste.
Yeah, I'm thinking, like pork flavored.
Okay, that's if you want it to be that.
Well, because I'm looking at, like, Pikachu and Electabuzz.
Electabuzz, sure, he's kind of piggish.
Yeah, they seem very fatty to me. They don't seem like they'd be, like, beef.
Zapdos is the biggest of the three birds.
Yeah, I want to say that'd be like duck.
I was just going to say duck.
It's going to be
fatty.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to be a fatty motherfucker. Yeah, okay.
Fatty poultry.
I think electric types are definitely fattier.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's where they store the electricity.
Maybe.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Like camels with water.
Jolteon is very slender, though.
Yeah, but that could be an anomaly.
Yeah, he is clearly a mutation.
Right, exactly. I mean, still, I'm sure he'd still have good fat on him, though. There are lean animals with decent amounts of fat on them. Are you going through the list of 151 Pokemon?
I have it.
I mean, Kingler and Krabby.
Yeah, obviously, easy. They're crabs. They're
far-fetched, easy.
It comes with his own leap.
Exactly. I mean, he's built to be just sit in this pot.
Yeah.
I'll boil you to death.
Like an old Bugs Bunny cartoon.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, seal and dugong, as we've already discussed. But, I mean, I want to know what seal tastes like.
Mm-hmm.
Last night I went to a party, and people asked, hey, what do you do? I'm like, well, I'm a chef. And then they were like, oh, tell us more about the things you like. I'm like, okay, so, like, there's multiple answers. I like to cook for people. Mm-hmm. Whatever they want me to cook for them.
Mm-hmm.
What I eat is boring, because I used to be fat. Now, if you're asking what excites me about food, that's when the conversation's going to get weird.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, what's the weirdest thing you've tried? I'm like, okay, if you want to ask the question.
Would you tell them?
I mean, I'm like, well, last week we tried jellyfish.
Right.
I normally follow that up with brains.
Yep.
And then the finisher is always three penis wine.
Oh. I always go into silk pupa.
Oh, yeah. Those aren't that weird to me.
Yeah, those are weird to most people, though.
But three penis wine just sounds weird.
Yeah, I forget it exists.
Right. But one of these penises is seal.
Right, yeah. So, we've had seal, deer, and dog.
And always, seal, dog, and deer. We have in some way ingested those animal parts.
Yes.
God, that's weird.
Yep,
that's so weird.
I'm fine with eating dog.
I actually had a discussion last night with a girl I was talking to.
Yeah.
She was asking me, basically point blank, would you eat dog?
Hmm.
And I was like, okay. I'm walking through a town in a foreign country because that's just where you're going to find it.
Hmm.
I'm not eating dog in America. No. I'm not going to the South and being like, hey, man, you want to eat some dog? I got you. No. I'm going to a culture where this is accepted and normal. And they've been doing it for a long time and everyone eats dog. If I'm in that country and I'm on a street corner and someone says, hey, buddy, if we go a couple blocks down this street, we can get some dog. I'm probably not going out of my way for it if I have any other thing to do. Any other destination in mind, any other food options, mm-hmm. if I'm not really starving. Now, if I go out of my way to go to a culture where they serve dog and someone offers me at the table dog, yes, of course, I'm trying dog. I'm trying cat. I'm trying anything. I don't care.
Yes.
Because why it seems so arrogant and selfish to me to say, but that's my pet. That's my special thing.
Yeah.
While I cram chickens into fucking farms and make them and mutate them so their bones break because they grow too quickly.
Right.
Like, that is so unfair to me, to other animals. And yeah, I kind of do respect animals.
Yeah. And for for the most part, any animal could be a pet.
Right. And for the most part, walk into the woods, any animal can just straight up kill you.
Yes.
So, yeah, I do respect them.
No, I absolutely... If someone was like, like, I'm in a foreign country, like yes. you were saying. I mean, granted, I'd eat dog here, but I think it'd be better in a foreign country.
Sure.
So, in a foreign country, it's like, oh, we're hungry, I'm with whoever. Oh, we can go to these places. If I have to go... There's like, oh, there's this normal spot that will have things that you know you like.
Yeah.
Or 10, maybe 15 minute more yes. walk. There's some place that served dog. Bam, dog. Absolutely good dog. I will walk extra 15 minutes for dog.
I won't put in a lot of effort to get dog mm-hmm. unless that's the only thing I'm doing. It's like, fuck it. Okay, we're doing dog. We're just going to do dog now.
Oh, absolutely.
Then, yeah, okay. But uh-huh. unless I've made that decision, I don't necessarily want to try dog on a whim. Unless it's presented to me.
If
I have to get on a flight to try dog on a whim, no. If I have to get into a car to try dog on a whim and that car ride takes more than half an hour, no.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll go on a flight and drive more than half an hour to intentionally do it.
So my stopping point is if I have enough money to buy two meals.
Yep.
Then, yes, I'm down with that. Like, okay. if I'm, like, really hungry and it's like, oh, let's go to these two spots and I can walk 15 extra minutes to go get the dog, I want to do that. However, I'm hungry.
Yep.
And if I don't like it, I need to be able to eat something
right.
else.
Right. Yes. Yes. Yeah. It's one of my big hangups as well.
Yeah.
So, like, Arcanine.
Again, is it...
It's a fire-type dog.
Definitely Arcanine over Growlithe because he's just so much bigger.
I feel like Growlithe would be much softer, much fattier.
That's true. That's true. Yeah.
Very rich.
The younger is always better.
Rich and smoky.
I don't think it's smoky.
I think they'd be smoky.
I'm feeling charred.
I think Moltres would be smoky. Moltres sure. is a smoked chicken breast.
I can give you that. Because it's kind of like smoking itself every time it flies.
Yes, exactly. Growlithe and Arcanine... I'll give you their meat might not be affected by it because they're just kind of dogs that can use firepower.
And they're not surrounded by it? They don't have like a fiery mane? Fire. Not like Rapid Ash? And
no.
Okay. Because that's what I was thinking.
Right.
Then, yeah, what does that meat taste like?
I mean, probably
like?
Just dog. Which I'd love to know what dog tastes like.
Right, exactly. Sure. So I can actually compare it. I would say maybe a softer horse.
Maybe. Maybe. I mean, probably. I mean, you can ride. I'd rather ride an Arcanine into battle than a fucking Rapidash.
Yeah, no, that's cool. Riding a dog or
yeah, okay,
a canine
good.
Or yeah. a feline is cooler than riding a horse.
Right, because everyone can ride a horse.
Exactly.
I don't want to
do what ride everybody else does.
Yeah, no. My horse is on fire. That's cool, but this is a wild Pokemon world.
Right.
And everyone wants a Charizard. That one would be just so lizardy.
I was going to say, I assume they're lizard.
So chicken, basically.
Kind of.
Lizards like... From what I understand, I've never had it. Apparently, it's like the build of fish with the flavor of chicken.
I mean, that's been my experience with frog legs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I would assume that.
Yeah, I think most reptiles would probably be pretty chicken-y. Similar.
Yeah.
Okay. Biggest question, honestly.
Hmm.
Are you eating Mr. Mime?
Absolutely. It's the closest thing I can get to people.
Yeah. Is how do you look down at his stupid face, his big just grinny fucking dead-eyed face?
I don't.
And just cut it like you have to.
His face is turned around, bro. I'm looking at the back of his
now
head.
Now you're just looking at like basically a clown laying on his stomach.
Yeah.
Do-do-do. Like you are a macabre person if you are a Mr. Mime Butcher.
Yeah, you are. You've got some issues that you're working out in a healthy way.
But like, is it
ish?
Is that more of a taboo to eat Mr. Mime? Mr. Mime feels worse than Machoke.
Yes, it does.
A lot, by a lot.
Yes,
by so much.
By a small magnitude.
And it's also just like you kind of deserve to die, you creepy motherfucker. Like you just don't be around me.
It feels 20% worse.
It feels like a hate crime. But if Mr. Mime. Even a friendly one that I knew just popped up behind me in an alley. I'm shooting him in the head. Like, I don't care that he's an animal.
He is definitely...
He's just so creepy. Like, no.
Gives you creepy vibes.
I'd much, much rather an angry haunter come at me...
No!
...than a casual Mr. Mime be near me.
It's a literal ghost.
That's fine.
With floating hands...
I don't care.
...and a giant maw.
I do not care.
Okay.
And I know that he's, like, 4 feet tall. Don't care. I don't want to eat Mr. Mime.
What?
I don't think so.
No?
I'd eat Jinx.
But you... That's racist.
No, it's not. She's purple now. She is purple now.
Yeah, like Mr. Popo, which is stupid.
Mr. Popo has just always been black. They never changed that. Thank you, Dragon Ball Z. You get a big testes award for that one.
Well, Dragon Ball Kai changed it.
Did he?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, that's upset. Well, fuck Kai. I never liked Kai anyway.
I mean, it's okay.
They changed too much shit. They changed Majin Vegeta's speech. They changed Goku's Super Saiyan speech.
I wonder if they changed that one back to the original.
They should, because those are the, they changed what Vegeta said to Trunks before he exploded.
I need to watch those parts.
There's one thing a Saiyan always keeps, his pride. That is the way the line is supposed to go.
Is that not what it says?
Not in Kai.
I don't care then.
It's something like, I'm a Saiyan, or some stupid thing. Who cares? No.
Yeah, it's supposed to be his pride.
It's his pride. Wow. He says the word pride when he comes.
Yeah, he does.
That's what Vegeta does.
Is Jinx ghostly?
Ice and psychic.
Okay. What is her body really made out of?
That's, again, that begs the question, Pokemon clothes. That feels like she's born with that. But born with that in the way that, like, anime demon villains are born with their clothes. Where it's like, it's still clothes, but I was born this way.
Is she born with those clothes?
Maybe it's like a Cenobite. Where it's like, you were something else once, and we corrupted you into this, and you get an outfit for that.
Yeah. God, because they've never changed, right?
Her clothing?
Yeah.
No, it's just like a big red robey.
And then her fake blonde hair.
Yeah.
Gosh.
I mean, she is. I mean, it wouldn't be a problem for me, I think, if her skin was just black. It's the fact that it's like, you gave her the lips. You gave her fake blonde extensions. You gave her fake weave, man, like straight up.
Yeah, straight up.
She's got those hips. She's got the sash. She like moves.
She's definitely got the sash. Yeah, she does.
Like, you have a black drag queen is what you made. You made that.
Yes. That's exactly what she
is. It's 100%
exactly what Jinx is.
So, no, that's where it becomes a bit of a problem. You can't just do that.
Yeah, no, I definitely eat Jinx as well. Obviously.
I mean, would you fuck her?
Well, we just established it might be a he, so...
Would you fuck it?
Are you just going to ask me this?
Yes.
On live?
Yes.
Obviously, I have my own issues.
I like that you answered my question in an honest way and then tacked on a made-up bullshit end of the sentence to save face. Obviously, I have issues.
Clearly, yeah. I've got some problems.
Everyone's fucking Jinx. Mm. Everyone's fucking Jinx. I don't care what you say out there if you're scoffing at this. And I think that brings us to everyone's favorite part of the day. Would you rather?
Would you rather?
I would rather fuck Jinx or Mr. Mime. No. And they're both male. Nope, female Mr. Mime or male Jinx.
I was thinking you were going to go that way.
That's actually not the question, but...
I was going to say, I was like, well, if Mr. Mime was a female, I think I'd like Mr. Mime better than Jinx.
I wouldn't care. I'll take them both.
It's all the same.
Give me a weird threesome.
It's all the same.
Our would you rather today is basically the easiest one you could have. Mm. Which of the three starters would you rather have? Bulbasaur, Charmander, Squirtle. I'm going Bulbasaur. Bulbasaur's always been my guy. He's the best starter for Kanto. Unquestionably at me. I don't care. You're wrong.
Okay. I like Squirtle because of Blastoise's cannons.
Yep.
I like Charmander because of Charizard. I would love to fly.
However, I mean, you want a dragon.
Yes, obviously I want a dragon. Everybody
wants a dragon.
However, I think you could use Bulbasaur at any point and plant a garden and just have renewable food.
Okay. I like that you're taking Bulbasaur to a practical place.
Yeah, I'm taking them all to the practical
place. I could have a tank, a living turtle tank with cannons. Yep. I could have a giant dragon that I could go into battle with. Or I could plant a garden and be at peace.
Yeah. Who said anything about peace? It's just a renewable source right there, or money.
I mean, who says that Bulbasaur is planting you food that you can grow?
I don't know that, though. Right? That's all the issue.
Let's say that's the case. Fuck it. Let's make it fun.
Yeah, if that is the case, then I want to go with Bulbasaur. If not, then Charmander.
Really?
Yeah.
You would pick Charmander. You just want Charizard that bad, huh?
Yeah. I'm going to be able to fly around in a dragon, bro.
That's kind of basic.
Whatever. Sometimes I have basic needs.
All right, fair enough. Would you want a black? I'm only asking because that's the shiny color. Would you want a black Charizard? It's official shiny color, black and red, and those are just so your thing.
I haven't seen it, so I don't know what it looks like.
It looks black and red.
I get what you're saying, but
picture a Charizard. See the orange color, just crank that up to black, and then the wings are red.
Just the wings?
Yes, the insides, like the baddie parts.
Gotcha.
Of the.
I don't actually want that. I just like seeing the original.
Yeah, orange is kind of a thing for you.
The Mega Charizard,
yeah.
The bluish one,
yeah.
I think that one's cooler.
Yeah, that one's definitely cool.
Yeah.
It's got like fire, like spit.
Yeah, exactly. I like that one the most.
Interesting. You're going with Charmander, huh?
Yeah.
All right. I'm definitely going Bulbasaur.
Yeah. All right. Well,
what would the rest of your team be?
Fuck if I know. You know I don't know this.
You have a Charizard and a Butterfree.
Listen, I love status effects, okay? I love status effects.
Just flying through the sky.
Yeah, exactly.
Not a care in the world.
Putting everyone to sleep.
And on that note, this has been Kitchen Open Late, but the kitchen is now closed, so get the fuck out.
Peace.